Welcome back to Football Friday as we get ready for the Commanders to host the New York Giants at Northwest Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff.
Northwest Stadium, home game for Washington, new name of stadium.
Yep. So it
takes
about,
a while to get used to.
What are we hearing about the ticket sales? It's still not a
sellout.
Oh, you have heard sellout.
As of yesterday, sold out.
There you go.
Now, I don't know how many Giants fans are going to be there. There's usually a pretty good representation of enemy fan base, at least in recent years. Hopefully the Commanders fans can reverse that trend, but that goes hand in hand with winning games.
So we wanted into this game, must win for both teams, really. Daniel Jones coming off an awful game where he had two interceptions, threw a pick six, all the offseason scrutiny. If you watched Hard Knocks, it looked like the organization would have preferred to have moved on from Daniel Jones. They weren't able to do so.
Well, they were definitely sniffing around to try to move up, especially with the Patriots, to try to draft either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, whoever they could draft at that point.
Instead, they drafted Malik Nabers and tried to improve the offensive line, but at least in week one, they looked awful. I think the Commanders do win this game. They've had problems with Daniel Jones's past, but you know, Cakes brought up these numbers yesterday. Daniel Jones has been a shell of what he was a couple seasons ago when they gave him the contract. Ever since he got that contract, he's had far more interceptions than touchdowns. He's had more pick sixes than touchdown passes. I was trying to see if he runs as much as he used to. He used to have great success.
Well, he didn't in week
running.
One.
I don't think he's run as much as he used to.
Well, he had an injury,
yeah, he's coming off a major injury, so that certainly is a factor there.
And Cakes, you're big into revenge games?
I am. I do love
those. Now, usually your revenge games, your angle is a guy who left the team, and then he's with the new team facing his old team.
Sure.
This isn't that case.
It's your most standard revenge game scenario.
This may be a Terry McLaurin revenge game.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Last year, he faced Deontay Banks, corner for the New York Giants. This is written about in the Washington Post today.
Yeah.
Deontay Banks was drafted 24th overall in the 2023 draft. He thought he should have been selected by his home team, the Commanders.
Right.
Instead, they drafted Manuel Forbes. So he was playing with the chip when he faced the Commanders last year, and he faced Terry McLaurin. And in the game against Terry McLaurin, after winning the second one, he said, "Now I'm 2-0 against you bum-ass boys. F the Commanders." Then he took a shot at Terry McLaurin, who was held to 5 catches for 43 yards in the Week 11 loss. And he goes, Banks said, "I'm just trying to figure out, did number 17 play today? That's all I want to know."
Oh, man, he's just asking for it. He's just lighting more of a fire underneath Terry McLaurin.
I don't really believe in bulletin board material, but I think Terry McLaurin, for two reasons, should have a big game. Number one, we talked about it. They didn't get it involved last week. Number two, he's going to want to stick it to Deontay Banks and the Giants. So I think he'll have a big game. I don't know that it's going to be some super high-scoring affair, but I'm going to take the Commanders 20-17.
Well, my response to Deontay Banks personally would be, you just let Sam Darnold carve you up, and he completed 79% of his passes against you. That's Sam Darnold. So I would think that there's going to be plenty of opportunities for Jaden Daniels to find success in the passing game, bring the rushes down, bump up the passing numbers in this game. I mean, if Sam Darnold dominates you, then what
they
else,
were really
who
bad.
Else is going to dominate you throughout the season?
They were really bad, and that was the home opener for the Giants. Now they're going on the road. Jones has been awful. We've already gone through his numbers. Does he come back and stick it to Washington again for the sixth time because he's 5-1-1 as a starter against Washington in his career? I don't think so. You know, remember, in those games, Saquon Barkley was a factor, too.
Right.
They don't have a Saquon Barkley. They got Devin Singletary. He's okay, but they don't pose a threat that Tampa posed because Tampa had really good dual backfield with Rashad White and Bucky Irving.
Right.
Two legit receivers, a good third receiver. Baker was on fire. I just don't see the Giants doing that. Now, it ain't going to be a blowout. The Commanders are going to make it interesting.
Right.
Because their defense is so susceptible to big plays, especially through the air. Does Neighbors make a big player too? Probably.
I would think
he probably does.
Conditions are ripe for him to have a good game.
But they don't have the overall depth in the passing game, and Jones is going to struggle.
Right.
I think they're going to get to Jones a bit. The thing that I worry about is the defensive line for the Giants after they played so poorly last week.
They only got to Sam Darnold once.
One time. So
didn't
I think,
really have an impact.
But
in the
Daniels
game.
Can get away. I mean, JD can get away and scoot and go for 15, 20 yards, whatever. But I don't think it's going to be an ugly, a pretty game. I think it'll be an ugly game. I'll take the Commanders 20-13.
I think Daniel Jones's luck finally comes to an end. His magic carpet ride against solely the Commanders, the Washington football team, whatever they've been called when he's had success against them, I think that ends this weekend. He doesn't have the wheels like he's had in the past. He doesn't have the escapability. I think he's going to get sacked multiple times in this game. He was sacked 5 times against the Vikings. I mean, he's so due for like a strip sack fumble. Maybe they gets returned for a touchdown. I think the Commanders are a sneaky defense to add if you need one for your week 2 fantasy matchup. I think they could do some work against Daniel Jones. I think they're going to have a hard time containing Jaden Daniels. I think his passing numbers go up. I think his rushing numbers dip, but not by a lot. Like he probably has
65 to 70
rushing yards in this matchup.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hopefully one long rushing touchdown. I like the Commanders at home at Northwest Stadium. Let's go 27-17. I think that's an over, too.
Does anybody behind the glass feel like the Giants will win this game? Matt Valdez usually likes to zag when everyone zigs.
He does.
I do think the Emmanuel Forbes injury is addition by subtraction.
Right.
So I do feel like the secondary has a chance to play better. But, I mean, history is on the Giants' side. Daniel Jones and this team, their eyes just get wide when they see the Commanders on the schedule.
That is true.
I can't go against history until you prove it otherwise. Mm-hmm. Plus, I feel like their front is going to have a lot better. Giants' front four is going to have a lot better game than week one, especially against kind of a nubs offensive line that we saw in Tampa. So I think it's going to be an ugly game. And I think the Giants squeak one out.
Under was it 41.5?
I'm thinking a 23-20 type game.
Ooh, that just sneaks the over.
Just sneaks into the over, but I think it's an ugly punt fest kind of game.
Okay.
Defense lets the team down. Daniel Jones game winning field goal drive.
Matt Cahill.
I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and it's a simple: who wins on Sunday? What's your early lean? Do the fans believe Washington wins?
68% Commanders.
So far, 61% Commanders. You can vote at Junks Radio. Let's go to Drabby. By the way, we keep standings on this throughout the year. Only Jason and I hit in week one, so we're off to the 1-0 start. Valdez could make a move on us, though, if the Giants get the dub.
it's so early.
Of course.
Yes, it is early.
I stuck my neck out last week. I'm not doing that again. I just
live and learn.
I can't believe Cakes just said, if you're looking for a fantasy defense out there, Commanders are a sneaky play. Did he watch the game last Sunday?
You think I didn't watch the game?
He watched Baker Mayfield look like
Baker midfield
John Elway out there?
You just wait. Just wait until the end of this game when the Commanders defense racked up like 20 points in most standard fantasy leagues. Wait!
Are they going to have 11 new players out there? linebackers?
They are not. But Daniel Jones is so bad, he may make that defense look good.
I think the question with Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones broken or is Daniel Jones lacking confidence? I think it's the latter right now, and I think this could be a get-right game for him. I'm not worried about them being on the road. We know that stadium is going to be 50% Giants fans. And I think Jaden will play much better this week. I'm going 31-27 Giants.
Ooh, that's a shootout.
There's going to be some points on the board. We're going over this week.
Let me tell you,
did you watch those two offenses last week?
I watched the defenses.
If Daniel Jones puts up 31, you might say goodbye to Joe Witt.
Hey. I thought the Commanders' defense was supposed to be violent. He was bringing the violence to this. About as violent as a unicorn.
Mildlands.
All right, Mike Moore.
Like a Care Bear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little worried about Malik Nabers just torching the Commanders' secondary.
But now I got the Commanders 27-20. We got to get Austin Ekeler the ball a little bit more. And then don't be surprised if Ben Sinnott has a sneaky good game. I mean, he didn't get any targets in the week one game against the Buccaneers.
Or Sinnott.
Yeah, Sinnott. Sinnott. Sell it. And yeah, but really Malik
Neighbors. His last name is Snot. Ben Snot.
He definitely got called Snot as a kid.
Snotty.
Before he got a head taller than probably all the other kids.
Until he got muscles and pummeling everybody.
Right. But yeah, I'm looking to see the young guys out there. Ben, Luke McCaffrey. Obviously, we got to get Terry McLaurin the ball early on in the game. But 27-20, over hits, should be close right down the stretch.
Do I want to bet on Terry McLaurin number of catches this weekend? Do I want to? Anybody want to throw out a number? I'll throw out a way too high number.
5.5.
Oh, I'll take over. 5, and I was going to throw out like 6.5 or
all
7.
Right, put it in the book. I'm in for $2.
Let's go. Ready to
Where's $2 bet?
I'm ready to lose more money.
I bet I could have got you over if I said 6.5.
I don't think he's going to have 7.
I know. I should have said 6.5.
You should have, yeah. You went a little too low, I think.
A little low.
But you know what's going to happen? He'll have like 3, and I'll just ship you $2 on Monday.
Hey, what do you think Jaden's line's going to be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think right. Jaden Daniels will likely be...
I'm going to say 16 for 28 for 178 yards, 8 rushes, 52 yards, no touchdowns.
Ooh. No picks?
Is 28... Well, he could have a pick.
I'm going to go...
Is 28 too high, you think? I don't know if he'll throw 28 times.
I'll go Jaden 19 for 28.
Oh, so you do have 28.
For 201 and a touchdown pass.
And oh, I forgot. He will throw a touchdown.
And I think he'll have 9 runs for 70 yards and a touchdown run.
All right. If he counts for 2 touchdowns, I'll kick some cash.
Yes,
I think $5.
You do, sir. You certainly do.
But I'm not putting that on record.
I think it's going to be a lower score. I disagree with Drab. I think it's going to be a lower scoring, ugly game.
All right,
I think the Giants' defense will play better.
I have Jaden he's going to go 17 of 27 through the air, 255 passing yards.
Wow.
Not one, 2 tutties, 65 rush yards on top of that. Boop, cherry on top.
Oh, so he's going to be player of the week.
Well, he was the rookie of the week.
Well. That wasn't too hard to do compared to the other two rookies.
Player of the week, if that happens.
All right.
255, that's pretty high.
That's high.
That's especially with 17 completions.
I mean, he's going to be throwing bombs.
That's a lot of yak.
Hey, go deep, Terry.
he's ripping them downfield for this line to come to fruition.
He's saying FUJP in your air yards.
Hey, exactly. JP's obsessed with the fact that Jaden's not throwing more than 9 or 10-yard passes. That may change this weekend.
I will say Ekeler is going to have 5 catches for 71 yards.
Ooh.
And
that helps my numbers.
And he's going to have 6 rushes for 42.
So you have Ekeler. Ooh. You have Ekeler.
I've got Ekeler combined 100 yards.
You have him averaging about 13.5 yards per catch.
I got him 7 yards per run, too.
I got him 11 touches for about 100 yards.
Just FYI, Cakes has Jaden at 15 yards of completion.
I mean, if he rips a long one or two, that could certainly happen. Jaden, you act like he doesn't have that in his bag. For him, he does.
It's over 250 yards is plus 350 for Jaden. If you like Cakes' play.
I love it. I mean, Sam Darnold stinks, and he went for over 200 yards and completed nearly 80% of his passes.
Yeah, no, I just think the Giants 80%. The Giants aren't going to be that bad defensively.
Darnold also has Justin Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell as his coach/ coordinator, and he has experience.
I gotta hang my hat on Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. Don't be silly. Just crossing my fingers
might be with Kingsbury. The offense stinks.
If you want to chime in, 800-636.
Give us your predictions.
106.7 is the number coming up at 9 o'clock. Scott Abraham, ABC7 Sports Director. We got the entertainment page coming up next. Don't go anywhere.